Dark before the dawn, we have 28 degrees.
You were looking there a little confused when he was talking about the star we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, that sun thing.
You're talking about the sun, yeah. The star is a, the sun is a star. The moon is not a star.
No.
Despite what some people on the Home Shopping Channel might tell you.
It's not even a planet.
It's just a satellite.
I heard that, too.
We're getting too much education this morning. Let's head out to school this morning, Craig.
All right.
Well, let's go visit the principal. Megan Passione, the principal of Crestwood Elementary School in Elyria, joins us. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
We're having you on this morning because Crestwood Elementary School Gymnasium is becoming Ellis Island. Is everything getting prepared, ready for today?
Yes. I actually just wrapped up a brief meeting with the custodian to make sure we had everything in place for the activity this afternoon. Everyone's looking forward to it.
Well, talk about who's responsible for this. The teachers, what's the idea behind doing this at your school today?
Yeah. This project is the brainchild of two of my third grade teachers, actually working in collaboration with some other Elyria teachers through a professional development opportunity being offered by the district. And so they brought their curriculum together and put their heads together and came up with a great way to explore cultural groups. That was part of their social studies curriculum. And the Ellis Island simulation fit right with the idea of immigration and teaching the kids about that. And it fit in with a book they'd been reading called If You Changed Your Name on Ellis Island. And that made them think of a simulation and just some good old-fashioned, fun, imaginative, creative planning. And the kids, of course, have lots of pieces of it. And then all coming together in this like real-life sort of simulation activity this afternoon.
Megan, when kids walk in the gymnasium this afternoon, what will they see?
They will see a recreation that they've had a hand in. They've been creating the backdrops and some of the props and different things, and it will simulate them coming off of a ship and going through the Great Hall, which was where people were relegated into different sections, perhaps the hospital or a detention center. Some people had to sit in front of the judge, which is the role I will play this afternoon. And the infamous staircase of separation. Ultimately, then some students would be the ones who stay in New York City, and then others for the trains out west. So they're going to go through the entire process that someone who emigrated through Ellis Island would have done.
Do you know, or are you aware of any of the maybe great, you know, grandparents who might have done this?
I'm not sure whether any of our students have been able to track that, but they have through the second quarter in their social studies explored cultural groups that settled here in Elyria and then shared pieces of their family's culture through some food sampling and a recipe book that they did earlier this year. So it's really been some great work by the teachers to bring all of that through the curriculum that they've been studying.
It's one thing to read about it or even see pictures. It's another sort of to participate in it and kind of get the feeling in a, even though it's sort of a limited sense of what it must have been like to come to a new place and maybe just be kind of segmented to where they were supposed to go. Do the students, or at some point, I guess they've been assigned a character or a persona or ethnicity or something like that? Or what can you tell us about any of those types of things, the papers that they might be bringing with them?
Exactly right. The kids each have written a persona for themselves, and so we have a representation of all the different kinds of people that came through Ellis Island, and they will have tickets that look very much like the ones that people were given when they came off the boats, and they'll be stamped along the way. We have parents helping out as officers to move them through the different stations, and you know, just like they did way back when.
This, again, is going on today, and I guess this afternoon is when it's going to be taking place, where you'll be having the kids come through. I guess they're really, probably really excited about having finally, after studying it and kind of preparing for it, to actually have it take place.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're really looking forward to it. You know, it's some good old-fashioned creative planning and preparation, and the kids getting to do a lot of hands-on. You know, we certainly have a lot of test preparation, and you hear a lot about that in the news. But I'm proud to say in Elyria, we're still doing some good old-fashioned hands-on learning. Wow.
Any of the kids decide to dress up or do any kind of period costumes at all? Any word about that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They're kind of bringing in more plain-type clothes, sure. And you know, have different just button-down shirts or whatnot, right, or different coats that they wear over. So, yeah, from head to toe, they're going to be immersed in the simulation.
Sure. If you're a young girl, you just find a babushka, and you can get yourself pretty much looked up like something from that period.
The teachers were trying to track down some bonnets, actually. And so it should be fun. I'm playing a judge. And already I'm thinking next year I'd like to get the white wig.
The powder
wig. And wear
wig.
That.
Sure.
Yeah. I get a gavel, though, so I'm psyched about that.
Well, I don't know. As a principal, that would become – you can use that throughout the year, not just for this particular event.
I may keep that prop.
So Crestwood Elementary School, I guess you probably do some similar things like this throughout the year, or this is kind of what you try to do to educate the children in your elementary school.
Oh, absolutely. We do as much as we can to really make learning interactive and creative and imaginative. It's hard work, but all of my teachers at all grade levels do different things along these lines where they're building up and doing big projects to support the curriculum, but not forget the kids need to have some fun too.
And these are things that the kids will always remember something like this, is because it's so unique that they'll carry it with them throughout, no matter next time they study Ellis Island, they'll kind of think back to that time when they in third grade gymnasium where they were ushered through these different areas and thought, why are those people so special that they can go here and I have to sit and wait for a long time? But
yeah, exactly. I think everybody has those moments that they remember from elementary school, those neat projects and fun experiences. So I hope that will be one for them.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. And again, Crestwood Elementary School is recreating Ellis Island for their third grade classroom. And again, your two teachers there who've kind of put the work in together, we appreciate them. And thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you. It's a treat to be able to share about our school. So thank you so much.
Thanks.